Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk. And you all are good and wonderful folk. Of all you, a boom! Crap title, but there you go. Facebook and Twitter, welcome along. Hello, and welcome to another audio boom. I'm not going to call it audio boom, because it used to be audio boom. Audio boom is brilliant. Every time you upload your boom, it's today's boom. No, I don't want to give that title, but that's a great title. We'll use that one of these days. Actually, one of these days, I will use that. Yeah, today's boo is the title. But not on this occasion. Here we go. Here we go. We've got a double-decker bus going past us, the window now, right? We've opened the window open here on Bemisford Road, A38 in Bristol, okay? And buses. Being a single-decker, actually, with the exception of the A1, which is the Bristol Airport Flyer, £7 each way for a single ticket, basically. Even if you got on at Temple Mead, I want to go to centre, £7. But if you go across the road, and you go across the road when you're at Temple Mead, you can pay less than that to get there, the nine or the eight. And but anyway, people still persist and do. I'll see you. Berlin, I think dear friend would say. Although we've got a bus passing away. Everyone, I guess. Right, which most people are, actually. Most drivers are very heavy on the dress. What is dress? Oh, feck off your bollocks. Piss off, you prick. Not bad. Why do people do that? Why are you. Okay, all you drivers out there, why do you do that? Why do you do that? Why do you go and go poop poop at each other? They did not the good paint or tour. It's a noise that piss out of the rest of us. I think he was a telly. Beep beep! Beep beep! Boom! I'll back up the lot of me. There's a bollock system. Anyway, where was it? Oh yes, we're talking about bus stops, yeah. I know this is life incorporated, but hey ho, it is.
Well, I've got to draw a very nice thing about the life in general, because we can do that, and we can really go and, we were talking about the bus trip, yes,
Yes, we can do that. Oh, we can talk about Demsies. Demsies, yes, Demsies, yeah. How we can. A little of the plot to live here, folks, but hey ho. When you're talking about an empty street, that bloke down there don't care about you. He only cares about saying, well, I've got to get home. I've got a stick. Oh my god, he's blind. Oh shit. Do you know what? I lost my blind stick and all. Gotta buy a third one. I know. That's why they got a lot in the bus of hippodrome. But, can I find the fucking thing? Anyway. That's on the to do list. And will you join us back? Easy, Yui! A silver, five door. What? Yeah, that's what I was talking about. But the bloody long wheelbase, short wheelbase. Long wheelbase, apparently, is if you buy a Mitsubishi Shogun, other Isuzu, Trooper, I think it is. Anyone on Japanese jobbies, yeah, or not British, basically, okay? No being racist here now, but I'm just mentioning it for the lake of it? Sake of it, even. Okay, first, a bit of lake. And one of us, and there's a white man. He's imp. Then he's a bus driver. Where do you work? That's his own vehicle. He must have been a bus driver, right? And, I don't know, driving a white van. So he's delivering things. Yes, I'm delivering myself from the depot, the bus depot, back to my place of home. And if you don't like that, I will charge you. I will give you a change ticket. Change ticket, something. Oh my god, what are them things all about? Now, so you go to some cities. Oops, one just dropped. Oh yeah, one was just dropped. Dropped something. And a minute, and a minute. Oh. Bleepy, bleepy balls. There we go. We got all this. And we put it back. There you go. Oh, the birthday cards. Oh, yes. That stayed there for God's sake. We just stopped being pedantic and wanting to move. A lady wanted to change where you were, but you're an inanimate object. You're a leaflet. You can't move. I told her we'll do life and all here. Anyway, we're talking about short. And second, before I bring you up. There goes the A1 airport flyer. And I've just dropped the phone. To the airport. Well, to be calling it West Street. Jersey Street. Okay. Bridgewater Road. Next stop, Bristol International Airport. And this is doing a kind of camp voice like that. I can't voice that, though. Anyway. Yeah, we were talking about 4x4s, weren't we? That's how we got on this whole subject for the start of it. And, short wheelbase, long wheelbase. Now, short wheelbase, folks, is basically three doors. You're bullshit because the third door in question is the boot door. Why do we always incorporate the boot door in this? You flog a motor, yeah? Oh, well, it's got an engine in it. Yeah. It's got all that visibility. Yeah, that's how, yeah. And it's got five doors, yeah. Yeah. What doors? What's the fifth door? Well, that'd be the boat, wouldn't it, you twat? Why do we do that? Now, okay, on 4x4s, Land Rovers, Mitsubishi, Shoguns, and... Oh, God, I've done it again. Oi, will you go easy? No, that's what I'm doing. I'll see what I'm doing now. I'm exciting the pile of papers here now. And they're getting so excited, they want to run away, basically. Anyway, three door is what you call a short wheelbase, yeah. This, you get your Mitsubishi Shoguns, okay? Now, these were the big things. You had to have a Mitsubishi Shogun. Other makes and models are available. But back in the mid to late 80s, that was a darn thing. Yep. Land Rover and them taste fair to their credit, okay? To be fair to them, right? Okay. Haven't actually done the Freelander or the Discovery, okay? And you got the Land Rover, yeah? It was usually the station wagon, which was brilliant! Absolutely brilliant! You can go in the back of that thing. You had these sort of bent seats on either side of the bodywork, yeah, and it was brilliant. I went to and from school back in 1980 to 1981, I think it was, and in one of those things, and it was like oh the highway was coming, yeah, I can get back in this. And we had this one, right? It was a second wagon, okay, which meant you'd have a window in the back of the yoke, okay? And it was brilliant because I just loved it. And so Dad turned it over, 24 the deer, as you do. I think the deer probably died not long after the vehicle. Probably actually sooner than the vehicle, to be put down, because, yeah, shock. Oh, rabbits and hedgehogs, that kind of scenario, yeah? Anyway, we used to have this thing. And so Land Rover is brilliant. And if anyone wants to actually buy me a new one, I would say no, because I think actually, recently, going back to 2015, where we are now, right, and I was taking back to 1981, 82, right? Defender, which is the five-door, if you include the boot, as you can on a 4x4, because you can get in the boot. You know, use that as an entrance into said vehicle, okay? Five-door. Defender, I believe, Land Rover, so I get. What? Hell's bleeding teeth? How did that come to get past the rubber stamp approval jobby department? It's a brilliant, the Defender, right? Like the station wagon. Basically, any Land Rover, right, that is not a Discovery or a Freelander, okay, is a brilliant tool. Workmanship tool, yeah. It's a great vehicle. And it's a shame to see if it has gone bad. Well, we've got another bus coming along. Double decker. No one's going on 90. There goes the Hen Group, by the way. South Bristol. And but the long wheel base was the five door, so the short wheel base, I've forgotten that business. Short wheel base, three doors. And you're talking about more Suzuki, you've talked about Mitsubishi, Isuzu, I don't know, Kia probably nowadays. Yes, well, that's the I can to break into your market and take it over and get your free fashion vodka with heavy patches of a care card that we sell. Okay. Yes, whatever. Anyway, so there you go. That has been life. Life. And, well, it's just been enjoyable talking to you London, lovely people. And I can see that we've got, a minute. Oh, we got a minute. Okay, then. I'm craning my neck. Do you know I can do this, actually? I can crane my neck out the window. Isn't it brilliant? Basically, the curve of the north of Bemiser Parade. Well, as it goes past Nelson Parade, who he was, well, I'm guessing that you met at the top of Trafalgar Square. And, but anyway. This audio booth, this sounded like one of my radio programs. Maybe I was going off. Kind of, yeah. Anyway, I got asked to do this because I was told that we haven't done it for a long, long time, and so we need to do it again. And I've got 57 seconds left. Woohoo! To talk to you lovely people. Actually, Kathy Grundy, but I don't think they've done it, but the, yeah. Thanks above and this bad right colour scheme. Kind of a battleship grey, slate grey combination. Brilliant. This season. Everyone loves. I'm going to love you and leave you. And tell you thanks a million for listening to this old Egypt Qualum. And we'll catch you again very soon indeed. And for the meantime, take care of yourselves and look after yourselves. And, well, if you can't be good, be very, very naughty and enjoy it. Listen, Gus. Thanks a million. God bless.